can we do to overcome the tendency to overanalyze things? First, we need the association of those who like to analyze. Because if we have a tendency to overanalyze, that means we have a tendency to analyze. And if we associate with those who just don't like analysis, then we will feel throttled. So it is our intellectual need, and we need to associate with devotees who like to analyze. There are different kinds of devotees, and they have different kinds of focus in studying Shastra. So it is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Rupa Goswami explain, that we need not just the association of devotees, but we need the association of like-minded devotees. Sajatiya Ashaya Bhagavad Bhakti Sangha. Sajatiya Ashaya, those who think similarly, those who have similar aspirations in bhakti. So if we have intellectual needs, we need to find out devotees who are also intellectually oriented and associate with them more. And in that place, we will get analysis. And that will nourish us. Now, it's possible that in some cases, we may be going into an over-analytical mode. And if that happens, if overall our need for analysis is nourished, then neglecting certain things will not feel like suppression. We do that all the time. Now, even when we are studying academic subjects, it's not that we go deep into every single point that is there. We something which are important, we feel going into it. Something which we feel really interested, we go deep into it. But other things, we just pass over. So like that, some things if we have to pass over, that is fine. And even the things which you have to pass over, if the same thoughts, same questions keep coming again and again, at that time it is, we can keep that questions in a list ready. And we can contact some devotees whenever they are available, who are specialists in these subjects. It's not that all senior devotees know everything. As we advance in bhakti, we understand that the knowledge of the philosophy itself is a vast ocean. And it's not just a vast ocean, you could say that there are many vast oceans. So some devotees may specialize in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, some devotees may specialize in Vedic knowledge, some devotees may specialize in, say, the Upanishads, some devotees may specialize in Bhagavatam. So there are different devotees who specialize in different things. So if we find out that we have a particular kind of interest, and that is what kind of thoughts keep coming, then we associate with those devotees and learn from them. We may do some service specifically for them and get connected with them. And that way they will also give us some time and answer questions. So it's not that the tendency to be overanalyzed has to be suppressed. But we have to be realistic. Some questions, we just can't go around in life seeking answers to every single thing that anything that we find in scripture. So if some things keep persistently coming, we should find a way to get some level of satisfactory answers. So humility in the intellectual realm means the willingness to acknowledge that I don't know and that I can't know. There are certain things which I'm just not able to understand. That a humility also you need to have. It is not necessary that just by analyzing a lot, certain things will become clear to me. It may require purification, it may require mercy, it may require some higher revelation to come also. So, if something persistently troubles us, we can invest some amount of time in trying to find out the answers and trying to associate with those who will give the answers. But overall, if we find ourselves getting caught in details that are not important repeatedly, then we have to have a sense of perspective. And by cultivating intellectual humility, we can also move forward and stay focused on the important things. So there are hard doubts and there are brain doubts. Hard doubts means the doubts and questions about the core principles of bhakti. You know, is chanting Hare Krishna really the Yuga Dharma? Is Krishna really God? Is Bhakti Yoga the best process? These are very fundamental doubts. But some questions about brain, fifth kind of cosmology, some questions about Sankhya, these are brain doubts. They're not really immediately relevant to our practice of bhakti. So brain doubts, we can keep in a state of suspended judgment. Now, I can say that at my level of understanding, I don't know how to accept this. So I'm not going to reject it. I can't accept it, but I'm not going to reject it. I just keep it in a state of suspended judgment. I'll move forward in my bhakti. And over a period of time, I'll understand it in due course. And hard doubts, we should spend our time in analyzing and associating with those who can help in analysis and get a clearer understanding. That way, by having a proper perspective and proper association, we can deal with the tendency of analyzing without getting into the trap of over-analyzing. Thank you very much. Yeah.